Wellington Airport has revealed it plans to eat up half a golf course and build a new terminal, but it won't be without growing pains. The airport says the $1 billion plus upgrade is necessary to cater for the doubling of passengers by 2040. But the plans are raising the ire of local residents and workers, and at least one climate scientist, Harry Locke, has the latest.
6.4 million people pass through Wellington Airport every year. In 20 years' time, it's expected to be around 12 million. But Chief Executive Steve Sanderson says there's no capacity for those future numbers. The airport is hemmed in between Lyle Bay and Evans Bay and the Miramar Links Golf Club. Steve Sanderson says it's clear where the expansion must go, but negotiating over the golf course hasn't been easy.
Wellington Airport operates on the smallest piece of land of 110 hectares. Compare that to Auckland, which is close to 1,600 hectares of land. So, you know, we've put a lot of thought into that. So the only way that we can do that is go south and to the east into the golf course. And those discussions with the golf course are well advanced now, and we're confident we'll have a commercial deal with them this side of Christmas.
As well as commandeering the back nine of Miramar Links, the upgrade will include a new international terminal, relocating flight catering and rental car facilities to an area in the north, and expanding the western apron for aircraft operations. Mr. Sanderson says he hopes works can begin in early to mid-2021.
Particularly over the next 7 years, you'll see the apron and the terminal completed. So at the moment, we're just doing finalising our concept drawings, and we'll take that to full design. And we'd like to start construction within about 18-month period.
At $1 billion, it's a serious investment for the future. Wellington's mayor-elect Andy Foster says the council, which owns a 34% stake in the airport, won't be putting any money into the project.
It's a development that the airport company is planning. There is no intention to call on the council for any equity injection. For us, it's airport, get on and do it. Our role is going to be particularly as in things like the connections to the airport. I mean, let's get Wellington moving is going to be very important there. You know, any of the other things in terms of transport around it, we will also have a regulatory role to some degree.
The plan released today has already attracted criticism from climate scientists. Professor of Physical Geography at Victoria University, Dr. James Renwick, says expanding the airport is not a good call.
This is really the wrong way to be going if we're serious about reducing greenhouse gas emissions and getting on top of climate change. Doubling passenger numbers at Wellington Airport or any airport really isn't sustainable.
But Mr. Sanderson says planes are becoming more fuel efficient, and Air New Zealand is planning to have electric-powered domestic flights in the next 5 to 6 years. The expansion is also threatening nearby homes and jobs. And while those who live there are used to the sounds, some say they want to hear more about the plans. Surf and streetwear company Backdoor is located in the retail park, which could be taken over by the airport.
I definitely would have expected that there'd be a little bit more information regarding how it's going to affect the retailers.
And down on Lyle Bay, these locals are worried about the influx of more traffic and more people.
Well, they need to sort out the roads, don't they, before they think about doing an expansion of the airport.
I reckon it's going to take up a lot of room on the beach and be a problem for dog owners.
The airport says it wants to hear that feedback from local residents, and the consultation period is open until the 17th of November. For Checkpoint, Harry Locke.